Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
It is. I know, because it's like a dog and pony show.
Go bum wieners.
Well, we are live.
Hello. And we're all alive after New Year's.
We survived.
Yep.
Nope. I had a good time.
Did you? Well, we'll get to that in the meat and potatoes of the show.
Yep.
I promise you that. But
I'm jumping the gun. Sorry.
Orly.
Yo.
Buddy.
I'm here.
I'm so sorry, but
you're fired.
No. God, no. You basically sent a tweet out earlier this week about just something that just broke your heart and something that just shattered your world. And I know we normally start the show off with just kind of kicking it off and it's all high energy and blah, but I kind of, you know, we celebrate each other's failures here on the show. I mean, you got little D over there. His whole life is a fail.
Yep.
And then you got Philippius over there whose life is just 100% failure.
And a new Cardinals hat.
And a new Cardinals hat with his name on the back of it because he forgets his name.
Not this shiny one. This one's not that special.
It's like a sticker.
Oh, that's another hat?
It's a different hat.
All right, we'll get to that in the meat and potatoes because I know you just bandwagon and just make sure you put your seatbelt on while you're on that bandwagon there, Lip.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay. So, Orly, you sent out a tweet, sent it to me, which was mistake number one. You don't send me no bad news because the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to grab the biggest spotlight I can and point it right to it. So what...
Hold on, you're going to grab the biggest spotlight and point it to the spotlight?
No, I'm gonna put the spotlight against the spotlight so that the lights just cancel each other out, little D.
Because you said I'm going to grab the biggest spotlight and point it right to it.
His problem.
Specifically speaking, technically speaking.
No, I'm going to point.
Erectually speaking, not dysfunctional erectile speaking.
Not erectually speaking. Oh. Electrally speaking.
Oh, okay.
Electrally.
With the leak.
Speaking.
Okay.
I'm going to point a spotlight at his downfall, at his problem.
Now, when you say his downfall, do you mean his penis? And when you say his penis,
does everything have to be there,
because
little
you said,
D?
If you read between the lines, you say you got to point at his downfall, which is his problem. So you try to say his downfall is a problem. So basically, you start to say what his manhood, he has a problem with it. So what you trying to say, he got to use Viagra?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said his downfall, not his downspout.
So if it was his down up, would it be?
If it was his down up, then I wouldn't put a spotlight on it.
Because it's his downfall.
No. Down.
You want to put a spotlight on it because you want to see what's wrong with it.
No, you're mixing the words downfall and downspout together.
But when you mix those two together, what do you get?
Muffins. So back to you, Orly.
Time's up.
You had a problem.
I had a problem. I don't know if it's a problem.
Other than the fact that you keep sliding out of your camera shot, what... is
my seat slippery?
The cameras don't move.
It's
a slippery
slope. What people don't understand here in the studio is that the cameras are mounted to the table. They don't move. You physically have to move. Orly, if you ever go back, and I know we're going to get to your story eventually, but you said you didn't need much.
Don't you see the X on the floor?
I like to oscillate. I like to oscillate so people see every side of my
face.
There
is no oscillating in radio.
Do you mean like ovulate? And when you mean ovulate, are you talking about babies? And when you talk about babies, you mean like babies like crackhead babies? Or just babies like baby mamas? Or just like, that's my baby right there, like Valentine's Day baby? So what do you mean?
There's no oscillating in radio.
Oscillating. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So what happened? How did your world fall apart? Please entertain us. And I know all the Orlyites are out there and they're going to be a little sad about the fact that, you know, their boy, their savior, their king had a problem.
A tear may come into my face.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Get very upset.
So what happened?
So remember how I'm always hyping up the library?
Yes, you
I
are.
Love the library.
You are a champion for the library. I mean, I think you have a tattoo on your ass that says book.
It says free movies and free DVDs at your local library.
It says read here.
On his butt?
Yes, on his.
How did you know this?
Orly, back to your story.
So, I load up my baby and my two-year-old in the car the other day on the way to the library. In the rain, I must add.
Yeah, it was raining.
We drive down to the library.
Uh-huh.
And I tell my son, we're going to get a book. You know, we're going to get a book and a movie. And
was he all happy?
He was.
Did he do the book dance?
Well, I have him chanting stuff now. My wife hates it. Like, if we're going to Walmart, I always go, Walmart. Well, and he likes to chant stuff.
Does he chant Amazon?
He does chant Amazon.
He's that a boy.
Amazon Prime. So he
double ding.
So we're on the way to the library, and he's like, books. He's excited.
He was like, books.
Everybody, books.
Oh,
sorry. All right,
Orly. So we walk in the library.
Uh huh. Just alone. Yeah. It was quiet in there.
I had a 40-cent late charge, so I'm nice enough. I'm a nice enough guy.
Hold the hell on a minute.
I thought he was going to say I had a 40.
Did you walk into the library? Or did you walk into Blockbuster? How the hell you get a late charge for a book?
Everything's free, but if you go over your days or whatever, it's 20 cents a day for books.
If you go over 30 years,
so what is it like? You have a 30-year lease on a book?
Yeah, basically. You could extend it out for almost a month, but I somehow went over, so I owed 40 cents.
So you owe 40 cents. 40 change cents. Back on 2 quarters.
Yeah.
What are quarters?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what are quarters. How can you put quarters in your debit card?
40 cents over.
40 cents 40 over.
Cent. It's going to go to collections for that.
It's going to cost them $1.25 to send you to collections for that 40 cents. So you walk in there, you fling 2 quarters at the librarian.
Yeah, I start off going right up to her, and I'm like, you know, I want to pay. First off, I just want to pay my late charge. New year, you know, clean slate. So
yeah, that's one of your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
You are going to make sure that you pay
all
your
debts.
40 cents debt to the cankled librarian.
Yeah. And I mentioned, I was like, I see there was like some kind of lock or something on my account from the website. I'm like, is that because I owe 40 cents? And she says,
wait, so they locked you out?
It wasn't for the 40 cents.
They locked you out of the library account?
Yeah, but that's where I'm going with this.
So what does that mean? You can't read?
Well, I didn't know.
When they do that?
I asked her, what does that mean? And she's like, well, let me take a look. I was like, because I only owe 40 cents. It's not like I owe a lot. And she tells me that. She just simply asks, oh, your card expired. She's like, do you have an ID? And I say, sure. So I pull my ID out and I give it to her. And she's like, is everything still correct on here? Me being a nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I actually moved, you know.
Okay.
So I could have lied and said, yeah, and I just would have had a new card and done.
I wonder if this has anything to do with the fact that you were in a different city. Because Phoenix libraries and Glendale libraries and Peoria libraries don't give a rat's patoot
exactly
about stuff like that. What kind of snobby, bougie-ass library do you belong to?
I'm not going to name the town because I don't want some stalkers to know where I live.
Okay, don't name the town, but is this some type of
I will say there's
echelon?
a lot more white people in my town than there is dark-skinned guys. I never think racist.
A lot more of me.
I never pulled a race card, but after this was all done, it did lead to that. But anyways, I felt that way.
All right.
That's why I was hurt too, I think.
I understand. Here's the lonely
I
music.
See only one color, and I think they did.
And that color is me.
Yeah. So, I so she says, new address. I give it to her. She's like, do you have anything with that address on it, your ID? And I was like, no, my ID has my old one. I updated it through the MVD or whatever they call it here.
Because
it's DMV back home.
Yeah, it's DMV here, or it's ADOT.
Yeah,
it's
ADOT.
MVD.
MVD.
Is it MVD?
Motor Vehicle Department.
Oh, well.
Not Department of Motor Vehicles.
I'll give you. I'll give you a bell for that lip. There you go. Back to the sad music.
So I tell her, no, I was like, no, I updated it in the system.
Sorry, you made me laugh too hard, man.
Lips is over there making obscene noises. What the hell?
So I tell her, I updated in the system. She's like, then she got a little rude. She said, do you have a paper copy for now?
She got rude.
She did.
She got rude.
She did.
She the fat bitch librarian got rude with you.
She did.
About your identification.
Because I didn't have a paper copy. And I said, ma'am, I updated the system. I didn't want a new picture, so they don't send you a new one.
You should have looked at that fat bitch in the eye and said, it's 2015. Ain't nothing on paper no more.
2016.
Oh. Well, that's probably why you shouldn't said it.
Can I get on the board? Can I get hooked up to the board?
You got some music that you want to play.
No. When he was about his 40 cents, it was kind of... It's slow now. It's too late.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, but to refer God back to it. 5 minutes. Can you go back? How you get mad at yourself?
Because it like popped into my head when he was telling the story about the 40 cents part, and I had something popped in my head. Well, something popped in my head when he said that, because it was New Year's.
And you know your brain and your head could only have one thing in it at a time.
Yes.
So clearly you had to gather all the rest of us to join you on that one thought.
One thought.
Way to just bring the show to a complete halt.
What the hell do you think I do when I come here?
Clearly.
Hey, as a matter of fact, everybody, speaking
of. Orly's got it in the middle of a story, you a-hole.
It's over. I'm just kidding.
Okay, so you walk in, and the blonde librarian bitch knows I made her
was
blind.
She naked? She made paint me the picture. I had left out of studio for a minute to go get this. I thought you together. Had to.
She is not naked.
She's not naked.
She's not naked. I'm sorry. All right, so.
So, yeah. So I tell her, no, I don't have it. I was like, oh, I may have I have a registration in the car. She's like, well, yeah, if you could get that for us. So I get my kid in the car seat that I'm carrying, heavy child, and my other kid, and yes. I walk out back into the sprinkling weather.
Orly Mini number one and Orly Mini number two.
Yeah. I grab the registration, get back in, and realize that vehicle, that one's just in my wife's name. I didn't go the day we...
Okay.
So anyways, I tell her, oh, this has our address on it. My wife's name's on it, which same last name's there. And she's like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Sure. What?
She's like, do you own your house? I felt that was rude. I said,
who is this bitch? I need a name, her number, and her breast size.
I'll get there. Not the breast size, but I'll get to the name.
You didn't measure her boobs?
No.
You did it wrong.
Did she have a thong on?
Thong. Did you look at her and say, let me see that thong? Baby. Orly, aren't you glad you came in?
Yeah.
He ready for me not to be here no more.
I know.
No.
Me too.
I like it. You're actually making me not as sad because I was crying when I tell the story before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, let's make you cry again.
That's what I'm here for.
All right.
I'll cheer you up.
So I tell her I don't have it. I said no, this is my wife's registration. She says, do you own your house? I'm like, we do. So she looks in some other system. I don't know. Maybe you could look up who owns houses in the town. I don't know.
Yeah, you can do that.
So she looks it up. She's like, oh, it doesn't look like your name's on this yet. I was like, well, it's my house. We own it. And she was like, well, do you have anything else? Can you pull up any kind of account? And I'm like thinking like, no, like.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Orly. What the hell were you going in there to do? Buy a car?
Exactly. I make a joke and I
you're
say.
You're going in there to get a freaking piece of paper that is glued to other pieces of paper that are sandwiched between multiple pieces of paper that have been compressed together, known as a hardback.
And remind you.
Don't go. Don't.
You see?
Don't.
Remind you, I've had the card for a year previously, so it's not like I'm some random stranger trying to get a card.
Yeah, you're not some rando in there, and you're a normal person who is clearly carrying four kids with you, walking in there trying to get some paper.
Exactly.
Just a book.
You're just trying to get your up and you're just exactly. trying to get your come up in the library of the books.
So then I kind of become a smart ass and I say, I'm like, well, I have the title at home with our name on it, our house title. Can I bring that? And she goes, that would work. But that was kind of a joke, basically saying, like, do I have to bring my show I own a damn house to get a library card?
That's was she white?
She was. Very.
Go on with your story.
So from then, I finally just say, you know what? It's not a big deal.
Right.
I was like, thanks. And I walk out. My son's sad. No book, Dad? No book. We walk out back into the rain.
Oh, this bitch made the baby cry? Oh, hell no.
And I wasn't even upset yet. But when I got in the car and started thinking about it, that's when I started getting pissed off. I was like, what's going on?
So, and I understand. Oh, shoot. I understand how this cuts you to the quick, Orly, because you love the brick and mortar library.
Exactly. I just wanted a book and a movie.
You love walking in there with that musty smell of 15, 25, 30, 40-year-old books that clearly has got somebody's fecal matter rubbed all on the back end of it. But you want to go in there risking life and health of you and all of those that you love to go in there and try to grab a book that some fat, nasty, hairy dude didn't get just for the pictures. I understand how you love that.
Did you at least pay your dues?
No, I walked out without paying. I was mad.
Ooh. I wouldn't have paid either.
You know what I would have did?
What would you have done?
If I would have, this is what I would have did.
What would you have did it?
here we go.
Here we he tried to do a bit.
Filthy animal. And a happy new year.
That's what you would have did?
You would have wished him Happy New Year?
You would have wished him Happy New Year.
Keep the change?
Yeah, he was supposed to say that.
Yeah, that's the part I was...
So that was the thought
God
that you had...
You got a bootleg version.
Yeah, I do.
Is that,
yes.
Is that how you did
yes,
it?
Yes, that was. That was the thought that I had.
Where's that epic fail animal button you had earlier?
Right here. Yeah,
epic fail.
All right, I'm leaving now. Y'all good. Bring
Anthony?
Black Jack's back, whatever his
Black
name
Jack's.
Is.
Black Jack's.
Yes.
So I called. Let me get back to
okay,
one little part.
Yeah, please.
I called.
Get us out of this.
Because I realized I was mad. I called.
You was mad I as called. Hell and you're not going to take this anymore.
I called and I said, I need to find out the name of the lady that didn't let me get a book with my child earlier.
You didn't write a letter.
And they
no. I am a white woman.
So they put her on the phone and she goes, hello. And I was like, I was the guy that just came in there with my son. I couldn't get a library card. Oh, yeah. She thought I just wanted some help or something. And I go, what's your name? And she says, it's Kim. What's your last name? She said, I'm the only one here named Kim.
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, man.
You know what you should do?
I said, thank you. Have a nice day. And I hung up.
This is what I would have done.
That's all you did?
That's it.
Yeah, a little beep, beep,
beep, beep. But you don't know how much that hurts.
Nice. Nah.
I was hurt.
That's a good thing I can't go to library.
I got a fix.
I'll take you with me next time.
I got a fix for you.
All right.
On how you can squash this entire process. Two words. Kindle.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I'm just curious, how many of you made New Year's resolutions? Okay. How many of you kept them? Your hands are going up. I did not make any this year. Last year, my resolution was to stop procrastinating, and I still haven't gotten around to it, so... I'm starting a new rule. You shouldn't be allowed to make any New Year's resolutions until you finish your old ones. That'll keep America busy right there. I don't know who came up with this tradition, but is New Year's Day the best time to start a resolution? You wake up at noon, you're hungover. You're not even sure where you are. It's not the time to worry about a new diet. You have bigger priorities. Like, where are your pants? What? Trying to figure out why there's a banjo in bed with you. You're covered in Cool Whip. Anybody? Anyway. Hypothetical, I was just wondering. I was curious what kind of resolutions that people made this year, so I asked my Facebook fans, and here are a few. Thank you, Danny. Patty Eldridge says, my resolution is to quit men. Some are easier than others.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
It's a completely guitar part, Lil D.
Sure.
Isn't that slamming?
Line him up, man, to slide him up. Knock him back to Mississippi. The peanuts that I got. Smoother than espresso, I'm skipping.
All right, folks. Fat Guy Radio Show for January 6, 2016. Heard in over 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Here in Studio G, wondering who the hell we kissed on New Year's morning. It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio, all one word. And it is the new year, and so many of us have made personal goals. But to get to those goals, you're going to need to push the limits. Amazon has what you need to get to that next level in 2016. Orly mentioned that he's getting back into running in 2016. He's going to need a new pair of smarter and faster athletic shoes. Amazon Fashion has all the latest designs of running shoes available, or is getting your house in order before the summer hits. Amazon has everything you need in Amazon's home, garden, and tool section. The new year brings out the best you, why not make the best financial move by doing all your online shopping through the Shop Amazon tab on our website, clicking the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo, or using your smartphone and shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. No matter how you get there, get through today and bookmark it for all your online shopping needs throughout 2016, baby!
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Guess who's back in the house?
Yeah, he is. Man, that copy is getting a whole lot more professional. I wonder if Orly has anything to do with that.
That copy? What copy?
What I just read.
What you just read?
It was very professional.
You was.
Wasn't it?
You was.
He even wore a vest to read it.
Yep.
I wore a three-piece suit. Pants and all.
Pants.
You
kiss my ass. You kiss my ass.
Nobody will believe you, but my brother's butt naked underneath. All he has on is
Lady K is already in rare form tonight.
And if you guys don't believe me, I'll take a picture. I promise you I'm not lying. He has no...
I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, I have no pants on.
Matter of fact, stand up and show the camera.
No, I'm not going to stand up and show the camera.
Why?
Because they won't be able to see anything.
Well, let me...
you're going to make me go to the bit that we haven't done in a while.
All right. Just wearing a Band-Aid.
Little D gets the first one. Little D gets the first one at the beginning of the new year.
Yeah, buddy.
We interrupt this program as a sexually obscene incident has occurred. Please stand by.
All right. Well, happy new year, fellas.
Happy new year.
All right. It is now 2000. This is our first show in 2016, isn't it?
It sure is.
Man, you know what? It's so hard to believe that it's 2016 because we pushed through all of the holidays this year.
Can we just tell them?
What?
That Anthony's out here and I'm taking over and I'm taking
no,
his spot.
Because when Anthony hears that, he's going to cry, and I am tired of holding Anthony like a chick.
We just had somebody cry on the show. We're not going to have another one, are
he
we?
He cried because his librarian was fat.
Who was he?
I didn't get
it. Orly!
This is radio, Corey.
He using my line.
Give visual.
Orly just cried on the show, but I'm tired of making Anthony cry. When he hears a...
Oh, he cried because... Is your brother, Little D, really since, taking over? is he really taking over?
Good thing he doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah,
he's going to listen to this one.
That's very true. He doesn't listen to the show. Since the last show, I have gotten enough crying calls. Trust me. I'll get into it later on in the show.
You said because he's not been here, you haven't gotten calls?
No, I have gotten enough crying calls in the last week.
Oh, from
Fallout fans, from last week's show.
From fans saying that they miss him.
No. Nobody's crying that they miss Anthony. Thanks for making me say that. I got some very emotional phone calls from last week's show.
Oh, from Anthony?
No. From my family.
Oh, yeah. You bashed a lot of family members last week.
I took some heads off and crap hit the fan.
I told you it was. That's why I didn't come over that day, because I already knew what was going to happen. I knew that you was going to kick every... this is what happened a year before. I ain't going to get to what happened a year before, but it was pretty much what happened this year.
The same thing.
We didn't even did it this year yet, huh? But you know what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Lil D. Just go ahead and backswim right out of that badass thought. Here's the thing. I don't want to get into that right now, but there was definitely some major fallout from last week's show, and it may or may not have ended in a couple of phones being hung up abruptly because they were so emotional and so hurt and so butthurt about it. But here's the thing. I told they asses not to listen.
That's like telling the kid don't go in there and touch that candy bar.
I told they asses before they left on Christmas Day not to listen to the show after Christmas. And they still did.
That's
and
the invite.
And they still took it personally, and that's not my fault. I have a contractual obligation to... That's what this show is built on. This show is built on the fact that we come in here and share our lives. I cannot... If you don't want something to be said on the air, don't have it happen around me. That's the bottom line.
So if I if I do it around you, you're going to share it on the air?
If it is show worthy, absolutely.
Oh, I'm about to pull this out
no,
right now.
No, don't pull that out, little D. You're going to get another one.
I'm trying to. Hey. Hold on, viewers.
No, we go on a break. All right. No, I'm kidding.
Can you describe to the viewers
what you just saw?
Because you said,
can you point to the doll on where your brother exposed himself? No.
Oh, man.
There were just some people that were really upset. But before I get into that, how did everybody's New Year's Eve go?
It was very good.
Lip, what did you do? Do you remember?
I kind of do.
You kind of remember?
You got the Bill Cosby memory.
Oh, boy. Lip, how was your New Year's Eve, man?
There was gunshot, fireworks.
Oh yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course, lots of beer and alcohol.
Of course. Oh, yes. I woke and then up, you were at your house, right?
Yes.
So there's probably a little bit of this going on.
Roosters running around.
Hangover.
I don't have a rooster.
Major hangover.
I have a cow though. There we go.
Close enough.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, Philippians, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving Day.
Wait a minute. You don't got a rooster, but I got a cock. But I,
Jesus, man. You don't even have to dump that because that was used in the perfect context. I'm going to give you one of these. There you go. All right, so Lip, you just woke up for your New Year's Eve party, even though it's the 6th of January.
Yeah, somehow I ended up in Flagstaff.
Uh-huh.
Wait, hold on. You fell asleep and woke up in Flagstaff?
Yeah.
That must have been some night.
That's one hell of a night, man. You woke up in a completely different city.
You know what I'm saying?
It was cold as hell.
It must have been. It was some furniture moving in the city.
What'd you do?
You were naked in the snow?
Was you naked in the snow?
My nipples were hard.
Now, was her nipples hard?
Yeah.
You could cut your nipples were so hard you could cut ice with them bitches.
Yeah.
There it was right there. But you had a good time.
Yes.
All right, that's good. Any other interesting details you would like to share?
Yeah, I spent all my money.
That's about right.
All 5 cents.
I'm about to say all 5 cents. Because Orly had called you up and said, hey, Lip, can you help me pay off some of my fines at the library? And you're like, dude, I got 5 cents. I'm 35 cents short.
If any listeners want to send in 40 cents.
Yes. Please donate 40 cents. No,
P.O. Box.
If we give that out, we're going to get 40 cents in the mail.
Hey, let's try to see what happens.
If 40 people could send one penny.
Yes.
We need some of that, like.
Put his face up to this child right here. 40 people.
For one penny.
1 cent. Just 1 cent can help little young Orly out with these library books.
What's it like? Library fees.
Now, all it takes is one penny.
Yeah, just one cent.
Just
1 cent.
It's a one-time fee.
If you walked outside right now, you could find a penny laying right outside next to your door.
All right, go ahead.
If I don't pay them, you think they'll blacklist me? I don't want to be library blacklisted.
Are you tired of your internet radio DJs suffering on not being able to pay their library tabs? Make a donation today. A 40 cents will keep Orly in the libraries. Just 40 cents. That's less than a penny a day. To save an internet radio broadcaster from being able to get into his local library.
Make the face.
Got an Obama tear.
And also, Lil D. And here's a testimony by Lil D. To tell you the effects of you not donating 40 cents to keep an internet radio DJ in the library. Little D.
See, Ben, I once was a nice, how do I put it, radio DJ. I had all the fans. And now all I have is just a fan. Like, literally a fan that I stole from my neighbor from the projects. Which I have 5 roommates.
That's enough. Just 40 cents a day. 40 cents, folks.
40 cents all he needs.
We'll send Orly back to the library.
It will get me off library probation. Yes.
Don't lock Orly out of the library. Books are sitting there alone.
Alone.
You can make a difference.
And they need someone to read these books.
You can be the one.
Knowledge.
To send Orly
is
back to the library.
Power.
Just 40 cents.
Four.
Stop saving all them dogs.
Dogs.
Stop saving all them homeless people.
Like me.
And and save an internet radio DJ.
Someone that could actually read.
You can make a difference.
Because dogs and homeless people can't read.
Dogs can't read, people. Listen to me. Just reach your hands out to your computer monitors right now and hear what we're trying to say to you. Orly needs. He needs you. Philippians can't do it. He only got 5 cents. Little D can't do it. He grew up a poor black boy.
Poor.
And I can't do it because I'm better than that. But you can. You can make a difference. Send this poor little Mexican boy to the library so he can get his edge education. Don't deny him his edge education. Send your 40 cents in a self-addressed marked envelope to P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. And to make sure that Orly gets that 40 cents donation, include a $100 donation to me.
And in return, you will get a picture of little D's.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Cock.
Oh, why do you?
Roach.
Why do you do? And they clap for that.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all night. Thank you.
Yes, Lady K, that was fun. James Russell. Yeah, buddy. And they are dying on Twitter right now. So you had a good time at your 4th of July Philippines. How many holidays has he celebrated?
Yeah, he did like three. Cinco de Mayo was nice.
Cinco de Mayo was great. All right, I'm glad you had a great flag day. All right, Orly, how was your New Year's Eve?
It was good. I hung out with my 2-year-old.
Yeah, that's about
my right. Wife was asleep by 9:30.
How much of a dad are you? You need some adult friends.
It was fun.
I feel so bad.
So are you going to adopt us?
No.
We watched movies and ate cookies.
You are just...
That's why you're 46.
You are old daddy.
No, you know what I did do?
Over-daddied.
I did just kind of like... talk to old friends on Facebook. Was like, because everybody was, you know, everybody starts writing you, hey, happy new year. But a lot of people, you know, I did notice a lot of people, not surprisingly, I was going to say surprisingly, were like, hey, great job on the new show. You know, all my friends, you know, there's a lot of people that I didn't think listened that actually listened.
All the Orlyites.
Orlyites. One Orlyite.
One Orlyite.
Going over to the dark side to be a Blazite.
Oh, somebody's coming over to be
the
a
dark side. So she wants some little D.
No, me. No, me.
It was a guy.
D. Oh yeah, she wants you. Corey. She
thanks,
wants
thanks,
you.
Thanks, little
he
D.
You.
Yeah, of
he
course. Yeah, it's a
no,
dude.
No, no, no. So his name's Joseph. I'm gonna give him a little shout out.
All right,
know.
Joseph.
Joseph. He said, "Congrats on the show. It's a cool show." And the first thing after that, you know what he said?
What?
Corey's pretty funny.
Oh,
like he just skipped over me. Started talking about Corey.
Well, Orly, you know me and you, I'm trying not to be jealous of the Orlyites, but it's really hard for me not to because what happened is on our Facebook page where you can like us at Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm sorry, Facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show. We posted that goofy ass picture of you and Lil D from last week on Instagram, and it went to Facebook and it goes out to Twitter because it's all tied together. And you got like 7,443 likes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
I posted my fat ass up there today.
And Facebook banned you.
And they shut the whole account down. I got three likes on there. Three likes. And it was probably me, the network, and what was the new Coreyite? John
Joseph. He's the one that actually added you to Facebook. See, that should have been a warning.
I don't look at my Facebook page sometimes. Well, but somebody sent me a picture of their wiener. I don't know who that was, but thank you.
That's a slut.
No, it's not. It was.
That was little D. That was little D. It went to the wrong person.
No, I would have known if that was it because it would have been a picture that would have been a panorama.
He knows mine. I used to
okay. All right. Yes. Jesus Christ. Yeah, little D with the.
So you only got three likes?
You don't do that anymore. Thank God. You need to stop texting people.
I had to because I accidentally sent it out. Did I ever tell you that story when I thought I sent it to you? And since your phone number's next to somebody else's in mine,
you sent it to them?
It kind of went to them.
You know what? That was really messed up because Sister Mary ain't been the same since she got that. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm glad you had a good New Year's. Philippus, I'm glad you had. Lil D, nobody really cares. But I'm glad that you guys had a good New Year's. My New Year's was pretty good. Somebody's going to have to read it back to me because I don't remember much of it. But all I can know is that I was alone. just me and my hands, and that was it. And I called Philippius to help me with something. He was like, screw you, fat boy, I'm going out of town. So I was by myself. That's all I had to do.
Why don't you go to Orly's? He was alone too. He had cookies.
I didn't gas up the helicopter to fly down where Orly is. Jesus, pizza. Fly over Tucson and El Paso to
get this house.
All right, let's take a quick break. On the other side of this break,
another one bites the dust.
I had an epic fail that I'm sure you won't be surprised by. And then my little guy, AJ, had a breaking question. It's one of those life events that we have all been through. We'll talk about it a little bit more.
Can't wait for that.
On the other side of this break. Our friends at Halo Sigs wants to wish all of Fat Guy Radio Show listeners a very happy new year. And they're doing it by giving you 20% off their site wide. Everything on their site is 20% off for all the listeners of Fat Guy Radio Show. Get to Halo Sigs through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs or by clicking the banner on our website. Order your premium electronic cigarette and American made e-liquid. And at checkout, enter coupon code New Year, all one word, New Year, to save 20% off your entire order. If you're picking up a new Tracer starter kit or grabbing some new kick-ass Halo swag, drop that coupon code on fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs from our friends, the leading electronic cigarette producer, Halo Sigs. Go to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs today. As this offer will not last long. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. 20% off. Yeah! All right, welcome back to the Shody. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, that's enough selfie.
Hey, I'm trying to post this on Shody so everybody, you know what I'm saying?
I
don't even know what the hell I was saying.
I don't know what you said.
I was Ray for a minute.
All right, so my New Year's, it was all right, fine. We're over that. Okay. Lil D, you know for a fact that I'm not very handy.
Yeah, I know for a fact.
I don't build things very well.
We don't build things very well
because when we tried to, Orly, back in the day, just real quick, that's why Lil D is laughing right now. Back in the day, when me and Lil D were running a video production company, we had this big video shoot that we were going to do. And we were like, we need to get some really nice lights, but we didn't have money to invest in like a trust system for lights to dangle down. Cause I wanted to create this lighting effect. So Lil D and I, we hop in the whip, we whip off to Home Depot. We drop boatloads of money and we get home and we got grinders and sanders and pipe cutters and we're dealing all in metal. We got this thing together, right? And we tried to erect this rig of a disaster. Yeah. That was one, very dangerous, two, had a 99% probability that would fall out of the sky and impale someone's skull.
It was a lawsuit waiting to happen.
But at the time, it was the best idea we should have never had. And that's where we came up with that phrase, the best idea we should have never had. Because that thing was destined to kill 4 or 5 senior citizens.
Yeah.
So from that point forward, I didn't learn nothing from that experience because I keep trying to do it. Lip, what? I have asked you so many times to help me with my vehicle.
Yes.
Well, this time I decided to do something on my own. It's been raining all week in this in this city, and there's some snow up north, which was really nice. Was there snow up there when you went this past weekend?
There was snow up there.
All right. So what I decided to do is not look at the... That has really distracted me. What I decided not to do was not to look at the weather prediction, Philippius, but I decided to go and hand wash my SUV.
Oh.
Hand washing myself. I took it to the car wash.
Hold on, when?
Sunday. I know. track with me because it gets better. So I go and I hand wash my SUV. My SUV was down for a few weeks. I didn't have it. I ain't washed it since. I've been rolling deep in it. But it was dirty as hell. So I went and hand washed it, spent 90 minutes washing that thing myself. I had to take four breaks. Lost my breath so many times.
Did you? Before you go on, was there any big penises drawn on the back?
Or no, there
wash
was,
me.
No,
or?
Nope. There wasn't any of that going on there because I park in the garage, which is fine. If you go and you ride on my SUV after this show, or I'll kick your little non-library access ass. So I go and wash the car on Sunday, and while I'm washing the car, I'm like, oh, it was sunny, and then it got cloudy, and I'm like, oh, that's a nice little cloud. So I go and I wash myself. Only paid $5, little dude. You be happy. I only paid $5.
I'm
versus
happy,
the $27 that I pay going down to Los Olivas car wash in downtown Phoenix because you know I'm cool. So I didn't do that. So I go, I wash the car, and then I said, you know what? My window wipers are kind of old,
dried up.
Kind of dried up.
Why do you always look for something to do? Whenever you look for something to do. Like, this is Corey. He'll go wash his car and be like, you know what? I think my oil changed.
Yeah, I do. Well, I've been thinking that I need a new window wiper since the last time it rained, because when the window wipers came on, little pieces of the window wipers were being washed away by the rain. And so what happened is they got so bad is that when the driver's side window wiper would go across the window, they would leave a perfect streak of water in the middle of where I needed to see. So I'm like, you know what? I need to just bust out the old American Express card and get some window wipers. Because little D, what is my normal go-to? I don't do any of this stuff to my car. I take it down to the dealership and overpay them jagaloons to do it.
And why to this day, I still don't understand.
I don't know, but this time I felt adventurous. I felt like taking a chance.
Have you ever been in a little D's car? It's just metal scraping on the window.
Yeah. It was little, because little D's attempt is to scare the water off his window, not to actually wipe it off his window. So I go to the zone of the auto. And I get new window wipers. Nobody told me them summer bitches were so expensive. One little window wiper. So I get the window wiper. And then I did the one thing that I should not have done. I tried to attempt to replace my window wipers in the parking lot of the AutoZone. Now, if you ever did that, you go in the AutoZone. There ain't nothing but bikers and tough men out there in the AutoZone knowing what to do. And I'm sitting there breaking fingernails, crying like a little bitch because I can't figure out how to get these window wipers off. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to take this project on home. And I'll do it in the garage in the sanctity of my home so nobody can see me struggle. Because I'm sure window wiper replacements are probably one of the easiest things to do on the car.
Yeah. Right?
They're very easy to do.
Yes.
So I get home and I get them off and I get the new ones on there. Not realizing that it was going to rain on Monday until I looked at the forecast on Monday night. And then I tweeted out, ain't that a bitch? It's going to rain. So it rains. So I get up Monday morning. I'm headed to that place that I don't want to go to. I get there, no rain. I get ready to leave, and it's raining. So I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm going to give these new window wipers a good run. Yeah, baby. I'm going to be able to see as I fly down the freeway to my home. I get in my SUV. I shut the door. I buckle up. Just like that. And I'm like, oh, there's a lot of water on there. And I'm building up. The excitement is building inside of me. Or it was kind of like that feeling that, like, when I walked into a library and I was actually able to check out a book. You might not know nothing about that, but it worked for me.
Too soon.
Too soon? I'm sorry. Too soon?
Library probation is not something to joke about.
Yeah, you know, I actually can take a book out of the library. Matter of fact, Orly, here's a concept that might be new to you. I took a book in there too. So I'm building up the anticipation. I'm excited. I get in. I turn the car on. Once it starts going, it calms down. I'm like, it's time for the window wiper show. That's what I said. The window wiper show, here it comes. So I reach my hoof over to the window wiper button. I flick them on. The window wipers went up. I'm like, all that water is gone. All that water is gone in the blink of an eye. It's gone.
And so were the windshield wipers.
And so were the windshield wipers. The mother effers flew completely off the issue. They were in the parking space two down.
Oh, man.
So I had to get out of the SUV, and I was so shocked and appalled by this situation that I reached my phone out of my pocket and I took a picture. I said, I know these windshield wipers did not just fly off my truck.
She had tried duct taping them.
When the water went off the windshield wipers did too.
You should have just called AAA like you. You should have just went to mechanic like you.
I am not the mechanic guy. So I go and pick the windshield wipers up off the ground. I ain't lying. I got a picture of it in my phone. I go and pick the windshield wipers up off the ground and got back in the car. Luckily, I said, because I doubted myself. I said, myself said, you doubtful. I doubted myself and I kept the windshield wiper instructions. Here they go, right here. The windshield wipers land on the ground. the windshield wipers.
And I didn't upload
this to Ustream, but there are the windshield wipers of my car laying in the parking lot of my.
The guy just laying there.
And you see how they are still in water removing mode.
Yeah, they're good. The blacktop's dry.
Yeah, the black. They are so well done. They dried the blacktop.
That's crazy.
I was like, I know this ain't this something. That's what I said. I said, well, this is a definite turn of events. So I get them on the vehicle enough to drive home, and then realize that there's like a little safety clip that I was supposed to clip in there.
It's like lock.
Yeah, like a little lock that I was supposed to clip in there that I did not clip in.
And you wonder why.
It was the best idea I should have never had. That's what it was. So if it wasn't the SUV going to crap. And by the way, SUV's all spotted up now. Spent all that time washing it because it ain't done nothing but rained. And then I had to be here at the studio with Ryan Scott and D-Tay on Monday anyway. So I'm glad I got home just to put them on. I don't live very far from my job. So that was my experience with the rain. And no, Lady K, I did not switch phones again. I just got a new case.
Well, look at this. At least you didn't spend $27 on it the first time you actually spent $5.
Yeah, I spent $5, but the windshield wipers...
That was
$30 for two. Them suckers were $15 a piece.
Where the hell you go to?
The Zone of Auto. Tell them that them things are expensive.
If you get the high end ones,
of course.
That explains it right there. Hell, I could have stolen.
I got the one. He said 20-inch will fit your SUV. I went over there. I looked at the 20-inch. I didn't get the high end ones. I didn't get the cheapo ones. I got the ones right down the middle.
20-inch, they were like long enough to wash the car next to you.
Didn't you see the picture? They even dried the ground. They dried the ground. So I got the ones down the middle. They were like $15.99.
Like you got a semi truck or something.
Duralast, I think.
If I would have saw that price, I just would have bought a squeegee and reached my arm.
Yeah, I got something that better. Price.
I couldn't believe that. I couldn't even laugh at the time when them things just...
I would have laughed.
I'm like, well, ain't that a bitch?
I laughed hard.
That's what I said. And I was at work, and luckily I was parked way in the back, and I didn't take my boss's covered parking space. I don't have a covered parking space, which I should. You know, I'm Corey Blaze. But anyway.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah. No, Lady K, I didn't. It's a new case. Me and little fella are trying new cases, so...
At least there was no kids walking around. I could have pierced through somebody's chest.
Yeah, I know.
I know. I could have impaled someone's skull.
Wow. You could have been locked up with the black people. We came out with tattoos.
No. Because if I
go buckshot wound.
Because you know, if I go to jail, I get one of them celebrity jails.
Oh, Scottsdale.
Yes, thank you. Oh, right here. What age did you start driving, Orly?
I was old, like 20 or 19.
That's not right. Okay, that was a bad setup. Lip, what age did you start driving legally?
Legally?
Legally.
12.
Okay, that's not legal. Lil D, I know the answer to what age you started driving, but for the sake of radio, because these two rooms didn't do it, I want you to answer 16, okay?
Okay.
Lil D, on your microphone. What age did you start driving?
16 years old.
16 years old. Guess how old little fella is going to be this year?
16 years old.
And guess who wants to start driving?
Little fella.
Little fella. And guess who is going to be the teacher?
You are.
On New Year's, I got the call.
So, are you going to let him learn in the SUV or the car?
See, that's the argument. I don't know. Because what did you learn to drive in, Lip?
It was a car.
A car? Do you remember what year and make and model?
It was like a 1980 something Nissan Maxima.
Okay.
It was standard too, so, and the clutch, the clutch was bad too, so it was fun.
Oh, y'all was a real Mexican family. Did it have a loud stereo and no AC?
I bet you had no insurance.
Yes. I had no insurance, no tint on the windows, no, loud stereo system. And the door didn't close all the way.
So
he had to hold it. So he had to drive it with one hand and hold the door with the other.
Is that the reason why you drive now with your door open? Because you're just so used to your door hanging open?
Yeah, I'm thinking about just taking my door off.
Hey, I know how to get things off a car. I can't get them on, but I know how to get them off. Yep. Just let me replace it. I guarantee you it'll fall off.
You can have a service like that. Start your own little business.
I will break your car. Breakyourselfoff.com. Corey's auto repair service, where I will make sure your car is screwed up. Orly, do you remember what kind of car you learned to drive in?
Yeah, it was a truck.
Was a truck?
Yeah.
You remember, like, was it big?
86 single cab Silverado.
All right. Little D?
A 75 Caddy. The long boat.
Oh, that thing's huge.
And I did too. I did too. A 1979 Lincoln Town car. Where it was basically the equivalent
like a parade float.
It literally is. It was the Titanic of the 70s, is basically what it is. So here's the debate with Lil Fella. Number one, I told him, you need to start reading the book. He's like, there's a book for driving? I'm like, yeah. AZ.gov, you got to go read the manual. You can't just get behind a car and start driving. You got to
Legally you can, but that's what most of us
You know did. I'm going to play it legally. I'm not going to let them get out there.
That's the best way to learn, though. Just like with swimming, they just throw you in the water.
You know what I'm saying?
Just got to throw them in the car.
That's how Lil D taught me how to swim. Lil D almost drowned my ass 16 times when I was little.
You picked them up and threw them in?
That's when I realized
that's amazing.
I didn't
necessarily
pick them up, but I pushed them in.
Yeah, all fat people don't float. Let me just go ahead and squash that misnomer right now. We don't float. We sink.
It was like a submarine just going straight down.
And all I'm doing is just praying. I'm praying to baby Jesus, like, save me, Lord Jesus, save me. You know what this little skinny son of my bitch was doing up on top of the little pool area? He was just standing there laughing at me.
And then, cheering you on.
And then,
when he
saw that I was making it back up and breaking the surface once all of the air in my lungs had come out, I come back to the top of the surface and I look up and this fool start peeing on my face. That's the type of little brother he was. And that's what taught me how to swim, because I was trying to get out of the stream of this mug. I was like, oh my God, there's a big huge black hose filling up the water again. Yes, Little D had a baby arm in his pants when he was 7.
We had a good childhood, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And I'm still in therapy to get over some of the things you did to me. But here's the thing. I learned how to drive in a very, very big car. So the argument is, do I teach him in the SUV, which is a little tricked out? The windows, you know the circumstance of the windows. They got limo tint on the windows.
Yep.
And that's kind of hard to see out of. And it's an older SUV. Or
windshield wipers fly off.
The windshield wipers fly off. Or do I let him do it in the small, newer, sportier type car?
That he could possibly wreck.
But it'll also give him a cheat because of all of the cameras on the car. Parallel parking ain't nothing.
Yeah, but when he takes the takes the test, are he gonna take it in a Honda so he can?
If he learns in the car, he's gonna have
Hondas,
to take it.
But is he gonna take it in the car? I mean,
that's the argument. I don't know, because I think that I learned better car positioning driving, learning in a big car, versus learning in a small car.
You know what though? I think it'd be easier for him in your Civic, because it's a lot easier. What is it, like a 2016?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be more easier for him to whip it and drive. So that's what I think.
I'm thinking. So do you want to just give out my license plate number while you just absolutely give it out?
He could use Philippia's car with no door.
He'll definitely fall out. You want to give out my social security number while you're at it, Lil D? Jesus pizza. Did you hear me once spotlight the make and model of my car?
Yeah, before I have.
Okay, when I get the hoopty girls that are going to be hopping on every Honda that they see in the city of Arizona, I'm beating your ass.
You should be thanking me.
I'm not thanking you.
Hopefully,
when I'm in my car, I'm in my car. You want to give out my social security number and my mailing address too?
If I could.
No, you cannot. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. And also, I got some breaking news about a celebrity that I didn't even know had kicked the bucket. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
GCU offers more than 160 innovative programs across 8 colleges, which now include cutting-edge next-generation programs in engineering, computer science, and information technology. Grand Canyon University, the quality of a private Christian education, the affordability of a state university. Visit gcu.edu.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 whoa. This portion of the show is a special moment. I just want to invite all of you just real quick to visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. What we've done here on this particular page of our website is that we have put all of our sponsors in one easy to shop location. You can find Halo Sigs, Amazon, Stitcher Radio, all of our wonderful sponsors in one place. There is always a deal for everyone. Something for everyone is on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. That is also where we put exclusive offers just to our Fat Guy Radio Show listener fan base. Our sponsors offer specific deals that you can only get through those links on that page. So I encourage you to visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. Give it a look. I guarantee you, you will find somebody. Even deals and sponsors that aren't necessarily featured live on the show, you can always find them there. Bookmark it, and anytime you do any online shopping, check fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors first to get your great deal. So, all right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa. I think I'll probably go with the smaller car.
Smaller?
I think it'll be the smaller car. What do you think, Orly? You're going to be doing it in about 10 years.
Yeah, I think the smaller car. Let him learn easy. And what's he going to drive? Something small?
He's going to end up driving something small as well.
You talk about your BMW, the X5, you know, the one, license plate 373.
See, Lil D, this is why nobody knew about the BMW.
Oh, they don't know about the BMW?
Nobody knew about the BMW.
I thought she told all that stuff.
No, what did Lady K say? Lady K said she learned in her first car was a Mustang, straight drive. What does that mean?
Straight
drive?
Was
it a stick shift?
Is that what that means?
So she learned how to drive the stick
I don't know.
Shift?
They're from the South. They speak differently.
Straight now. Drive. I don't know. I got a straight drive, but I...
Yeah. You got
that's what she's talking about.
You got a hard drive. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Look at that booty. Look at that
radio show. Do you know, Orly, coming from music radio, Nat King Cole?
Yes.
The famous song, Unforgettable.
Yeah. He did a duet with his daughter after he died.
With his daughter after he died in 19-something-something.
After he died, he did a duet with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
That was kind of like the first time we ever had, it was a...
Like
that
a hologram type.
Hologram type thing.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Like Tupac thing.
Yeah. Natalie Cole, his daughter, died on New Year's Eve.
She died?
Yeah. At 65 years old. I was truly shocked. I had no idea she had health problems.
Oh, how so is that with the
results? Yeah, she passed away. And I saw that and it just blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind because she wasn't as popular, but I knew she was planning on doing a tour. So I'm sitting
at 65 she was?
Yeah. She was planning on doing a tour earlier this year. And the tour got canceled because of health problems. And the only time I remember her is from the Church Channel. Because she, before her music career got picked back up, she was kind of doing the Church Channel, kind of just like Smokey Robinson did, just like Mr. T did. They all go through to the TBN and build up an audience there. And then they transition back into, you know, what they were, you know, known for doing. But it was kind of sad.
Yeah, 65 is not that old.
No, it's not.
I feel like I used to think that was old. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older, I don't feel that old, or if it's just not that old.
Like 30 to new 20.
I remember when 40 was old. Yeah.
But
60 to new 40.
It is like, what was so sad about it is that
what's her name?
Natalie Cole. Let me check her. What I saw about it is an interview with her sisters, her surviving sisters.
I hope it wasn't with a dead sister.
Yeah. Well, they did an interview with her. No. And they were like, she suffered in like silence.
Like, she was like in bad
shape? She was not in bad shape. It's just that she wasn't very public with her sickness. No one knew that she was sick. Jeez. But she had a drug scare. She had, her father died from a heart or lung cancer or something like that. But she had a drug addled past. It was just sad. And that's like my biggest fear. Lil D, I've told you this. My biggest fear is just dying in silence.
Yeah.
Dying alone. And that's kind of like what she did. And it was just a very sad story because she seemed like she was always in the spotlight. Everybody knows her. She's a Grammy Award winning artist. She hasn't been very relevant in probably the last 20 years.
Won't most of us die alone though? You don't die by yourself.
No, what I mean by die in silence is that no one knew she was sick.
Oh, so you don't want nobody, you want people to know that you did.
I don't want people to know I wouldn't want people not to know that I was sick. Like if I went to the hospital with like a congenitive heart failure and there was a good chance that I wasn't going to make it out, I would expect someone to publicize that. I wouldn't want to keep that in because I would want to share that news with everybody so that people could send their thoughts or send their prayers or something. Natalie chose to keep silent and went into the hospital, Cedars-Sinai Hospital on the 31st of December and passed away.
Some people though, they don't want people to see them like that. They want them to be known for how they were known. You know what I mean?
I guess so. Maybe that's what her idea
was. So she went there to die?
She knew she wasn't going to make it. Her sisters knew that she was sick. Her family knew, but they never made it public.
So she drove herself there.
No, I'm sure her sisters took her there.
And she's like, I'm about to die today.
They knew when she went in that she wasn't going to come out.
Oh,
you know, it was a bad story. And just real quick, from the files of Get Over Yourself, everybody's all in up in arms over Old Navy about these kids' T-shirts that they printed up that said aspiring artists, but then they blocked out the word artist and put like president, and they put like little and all the Hausfrau Yentas got all upset about it. People, get over yourself. This is the third time Old Navy done this. Who cares? If you don't like a shirt that a store is selling, guess what? Don't buy the shirt.
Don't look at it. Turn the other way.
Don't look at it. Go the other way.
Just go the other way. Turn the other cheek. You can't because you're some big fat Yankee doodle went to town. Right on a pony.
Stuck a feather in his hat.
And called it macaroni. And okay, let's take a quick break. And then I got to get to the Bitch of the Year nominees because we got two good ones. And then also.
I got two good ones too last night, but I.
Jesus.
Carry on.
Why is he here? And then also, I'm going to defend Justin Bieber. Because he made a mistake, and this bitch got to back the hell off of him. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. That's one hell of a tease, ain't it? Back to the wall. No wonder it was never plugged in at all. I took my time. I hurried up. The choice was mine. I didn't think enough. I'm too depressed. All right. Orly, got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's one... 24 Audi Awards and a Grammy, has almost 1.2 billion hours of content, and that brings stories to life. I'm talking about Audible.
That was going to be my answer.
AudibleTrial.com, Fat Guy Radio Show, Audible Trial. The world is listening to Audible, and you can become a part of what the world is listening to. Audiobooks are the new and growing way to enjoy books all over the world. Mysteries and thrillers, sci-fi and fantasy, history, classics, self-development, romance, bio and memoirs, and even something for the kids. It's entertainment and education for the entire family. Try Audible today, free for 30 days at audibletrial.com/FGRS. After 30 days, Audible is just $14.95 a month. And if you don't like your first book, Audible will exchange it for a new one, and you can still keep the original book. Cancel anytime. audibletrial.com/FGRS. Get started free today. audibletrial.com/FGRS. S. And we welcome back to the show.
And you don't need a damn library card.
You don't. It's free, little thing.
It's free like these.
All right. Hey, you know.
Do you know the back end of this story or this song right here that Philippians was playing?
No, Lip, what is that?
This is Blink 182, suicide. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, did you know his brother committed suicide? So he wrote this song. Well, I guess he wrote this letter. So then he's like saying it out in the song.
That's crazy, right? Who is this, Lip?
Blink 182. Yeah. It's called Adam's Song.
Yep. Yeah, his brother killed himself, and I guess he wrote this.
Are you blinking 182 times?
I'm blinking 182 times. That's all right, Lil D, what is the story behind it?
Well, his brother killed himself. He committed suicide, and I guess this is the letter that he wrote, so I guess he made it out into a song.
Okay.
It's crazy, right? But
I didn't know that.
A cool song. Yeah, it's learn your history. These are your people right here.
Oh, yeah, they're white.
Yeah.
Lil D
is the last person I thought would know about Blink 182.
I know. Hey, Lil D
I'm a
dropping.
DJ. I do it all.
You drop some Blink 182 every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
Do you pick it up?
That was my DJ talk, my music DJ talk. Drop.
Yeah. Music DJ. Yeah, DJ Lil D. Dropping Blink 182.
I like the way Corey does that.
DJ Lil D dropping Blink 182 traffic and weather on the 8s.
You need that voice like in the middle of your song. You know, it's like Lil D. Like they're in the middle.
I need that. Cut that up for me.
No.
You son of a bitch. Lady K, will you do it for me then?
No, Lady K, I'm asking Lady K to do stuff. She's got other
Lady
projects.
Lady K, say DJ Little D for me.
DJ Little D.
Move a little bit, Lady K. I heard you.
That was me.
I still heard you, Lady K.
That was disturbing.
I made it move. All right, we got to get to the segment that is sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen. It's Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year. The slate is clean for 2016 after our winner in 2015. Our first Bitch of the Year nominee is Anitra Braxton, 39 years old of Phoenix, Arizona.
Ooh, she related to Toni Braxton?
She ain't related to Toni Braxton or the Braxton sisters. Anitra, A-N-I-T-R-A Braxton, is accused of shooting and killing an unidentified woman on Christmas Eve and keeping her body on the sofa in her apartment as a shrine to God.
Wow.
That would be scary just to see a dead body there. Just
imagine you walk to her house, that's your friend.
Yeah, and then you're just sleeping with a dead body there. Don't you think it might come?
She claimed that she killed the lady because she didn't believe in her God.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Anitra Braxton.
Anitra.
What color is she?
Anitra.
She looks African.
Indian?
Not Indian. African-American.
Really?
Yeah. When the cops showed up to her Phoenix apartment, because her neighbors had said it looks like there's a dead body inside.
Laying on the couch.
Mind you, this story broke on Tuesday. She killed her on Christmas Eve. So she had the body in there all this time.
So she spent New Year's Eve and New Year's Day with her.
With the dead body as a shrine to God. So the cops showed up to her apartment after neighbors called and said, hey, it looks like a dead body in that house. They show up and Anitra's standing in the door, you know, saying, no, there's nothing. And clearly the officers could see right over her shoulder where it looks like a woman's body is on the couch covered in towels.
She should have answered the door with her, like, Weekend at Bernie style.
Yeah.
Like, walking with her.
Yeah, I know, right?
But she's so messed up in the head, they can't identify who the woman is because she clearly did something to her fingernail. Or, no, she didn't do something to her fingernails. The woman, her fingerprints don't show up in any databases in the state. So it's hard to identify her because she doesn't have like a criminal record or anything like that. And then every time they ask Anitra who she was, Anitra keeps saying her name. So she says, they say, Anitra, what's the identity of the woman that you killed? And Anitra replies, Anitra Braxton.
How do they know that's not really Anitra that's dead and the lady's saying she's
It's some crazy stuff right here in our backyard. And for the first time, our first nominees, two Young Bitches of the Year. We going young now. Two young unknown English girls, age 16 and 18 years old, are nominated for Fat Guy Radio Show's Bitch of the Year because these two young some of my bitches super glued a four-year-old to a restaurant toilet seat.
Wow.
On New Year's Eve.
He deserved it, probably.
It was, they're all girls. So little girl is at the restaurant with her mama and says, "Mommy, I'm gonna go to the bathroom like a big girl." Mama said, "Go on, baby girl, go on in there. Hop a squat, set that. Pinch off a little pisser and move on with your life." At a McDonald's, of all places. The little four-year-old goes in there, and as the mom was waiting outside the bathroom door, these two unknown young girls, 16 and 18, come running out of the bathroom laughing. And then, a few minutes later, the little four-year-old girl, Kaya is her name, comes out, and she's crying, and she points to her butt, and her mom looks, and she's got red marks where skin has been pulled off of her, off of around her butt cheeks and on the back, on the upper part of her thighs, where she had to pry her little four-year-old self off of the toilet that she was glued to.
I wonder what she did to get into that sticky situation.
So those are your Bitch of the Year nominees.
Wait, does it say what they did to the girls? Since
they have not caught them. They're still on the loose. So watch out for any 16 or 18-year-old English girls running around with super glue. Don't sit on the toilets.
I love this segment. It's going to be around forever because every day there's a new bitch.
Every day there's a new bitch. And there was one that I could. There was one that I couldn't even pull, but it was a video that we'll post up on Facebook that D-Tay showed me on Monday, and it's basically a police, a dash-mounted camera captured this woman walking into the street with her two kids. The car was approaching. Instead of the woman pushing her kids out of the way, she got out of the way, and the car hits the kids.
Have you seen those? I saw a late-night commercial. They sell stuff at night all the time on the stupid commercials. They sell dash cams now. They're like, they were...
Yeah.
Yeah, they sell. I swear...
Because people can't drive.
Two people already have, and it's the same one that's on TV. I saw two people with them on the way to the studio today.
I should get one.
And they said you could leave them on, like in the parking lot. So you see somebody put a shopping cart into your car, and I'm like, I'm not even going to be able to scratch my butt or pick my nose anymore in private.
No, you're not, because everybody's going to have cameras now. That's just, I think that's just another Big Brother thing.
Damn,
another Big Brother conspiracy. One last thing before we get out of here. You know, I'm a believer. Every once in a while, I get on the Bieber train when he's not acting crazy. Well, Justin Bieber, I didn't know this, but do you know that Justin Bieber then stuck his Bieber wiener in a Kardashian? Ooh. And it's coming back to haunt his ass now.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you right now, Kourtney.
Bruce? Oh.
Kourtney Kardashian.
And she with a homeboy that be Scott. Always going to club. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Scott. Split. They split up. So what's happened is basically... Now Kourtney is throwing hateration on to Justin Bieber, and Bieber goes on a radio show and claims that he's just being used. This just really supports the fact that you never stick anything in a Kardashian that's not laced with some type of flesh-eating bacteria.
You know what, though? I noticed she don't go with the black guys. She's the only one.
She the only one, but you don't. The Kardashians have... the death potion inside of them. Anything that goes in a Kardashian is destroyed.
So you won't hit that?
No! I'd hit it with the bumper of my car. And that's about it.
You wouldn't if she came on to you?
No, I would not. I'd hit her with a broadside of a barn.
You know who I think is kind of decent?
I'd hit her with the sharp end of a Louisville slugger.
Chloe. I think she's kind
of
decent.
I'd hit her with the backside of an 18-wheeler truck.
I'd hit her with the backside of my 18-wheeler truck.
I'd hit her with the sharp end of a pitchfork.
I'd hit her with my big fist.
I'd hit her with Philippius swinging around on his Christmas tree, a ceiling fan. I'd bust her head open to the white meat with the sharpest thing I could find. I'd hit her with a watermelon flying at her face at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know it's bad when a black man throw a watermelon.
I'd hit her with a piece of chicken.
Yeah, you know it's bad when a black man throws away. Corey ain't even black, so what about an Amex card? Would you hit it with that?
No, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to get myself out of jail after I didn't beat the hell out of a Kardashian. You don't stick anything in them. In between their legs, scientists claim that they found a fourth black hole out in space. It wasn't that. It was a Kardashian. The Kardashians are the fourth black hole.
I heard ISIS is hiding there.
ISIS? Where do you think ISIS came from? ISIS came out of a Kardashian. You know, the federal government, they running around trying to shut down ISIS. I got this answer for you. Just have them Kardashians close their legs. That's all you got to do. And ISIS, be gone in a minute. Because ISIS then came from a Kardashian coup snatch.
Kardashian cave.
A Kardashian. And a Kardashian cave. Kardashians. Kourtney. You little bitch.
Hit it with what's the good.
Get your ass off of Justin Bieber because you don't want to get this big man upset.
No, get off of him and get on me because you want to get this big man upset. You know what I'm saying?
I will walk up to a Kardashian in a minute and kick them dead in that black hole.
All right, I'm having an interview, all right?
Just go... That's awesome.
Yeah, matter of fact, hey, Orly, can you book can you book them on the show?
Get them bitches on the show. I set them straight.
I will too.
I will set their asses straight.
I had the cameras running because something gonna go down. tell you right
your
now.
Your life will be over.
That's all right. You gonna be paid.
What you gonna do is you're gonna end up going in Bruce and you're gonna come out Caitlin. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for you today. Justin Bieber, I'm sorry we didn't get to you, buddy, but I talked about how Kourtney's crotch has ruined your life. Yeah, don't laugh right there.
What the hell?
No importance to laugh.
It's always funnier when you tell us to laugh. When I really laugh.
Yeah, that's when you really laugh. Yeah, no importance. Lil D, you just tickle peek over there now, aren't you? Joke 3 minutes old, but now you laughing. Yeah.
It took a minute to catch up.
Yeah, it took a minute.
You know I'm slow.
No, you're not. Yes, you are. All right. Lip, anything else to add at the end of the show?
Yeah. Goodbye.
All right, Lip. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right, folks. Thank you to Amazon for sponsoring today's show. Please make sure you visit Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon for all your new year, new you needs. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Click the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover page. Our website is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, send your letters, comments, or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Interact with us on our social sites. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. That's my daily blog. Fun stories, news, wacky celebrity breaking news, and more. AfterTheLevels.com. Check it out. For our executive producer, Philippius, Orly, Little D, and Anthony Frosto in absentia, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody, skinny people.
That be me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you encounter about Fat Guy Radio Show. When they ask what the show is about, simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. What's his name? Joshua? My new Corey?
Joseph.
Hey, buddy, hit me up on Facebook. I'll send you something free.
Before you go, there's one thing you must know. Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. I now pronounce you fully informed. Good night.